Hi, I'm Emma and welcome to Crunch Crunch, a podcast about bottled water. Recycle one bottle and save years of the Earth's life. We have a question for you. Would you rather
kiss a boy or come to school naked?
Rowena, first warning. Sorry, that was my immature colleague.
That's me.
Okay, back to topic. Would you rather waste your
precious money that does not grow on trees by buying bottled water?
Yes, exactly. Or buy one single water bottle that will last forever? If you don't know this answer, you will know it by the end of this podcast.
Unless you fast forward.
Don't give them any ideas. Now to Kosti, who will tell you what Camelbacks are.
Hi, I'm Kosti. In our school, a group called Habitat for Humanity raises money for building houses by selling Camelbacks. Camelbacks are reusable water bottles, and I suggest you should get one in the store. There are a lot of different colors, and I'm sure you can find one that you like, and just for $14.
I found my solid color. It's a dry, flaky Smurf skin. In other words, it's a light blue with some white sprinkles.
Few facts on why we should buy reusable water bottles.
Roughly 1.5 million tons of plastic bottles are wasted in the bottling of 8 to 9 billion liters of water each year.
That's a lot of pollution! And for every plastic bottle that is not recycled, it takes more than 100 years to decompose in a landfill.
Maybe, like in our school, we could set up some recycling bins outside.
Maybe we should all try to not use so many plastic bottles, and if we use them, make sure that they go in the right bin.
If you bought reusable plastic bottles, you would save twice as much energy as burning it in an incinerator.
Also, Americans use 2,500,000 plastic bottles every hour, and almost all of them are thrown away and not recycled.
OMG! Plastic bottles are wasted! Also, 1 million sea creatures die every year just because plastic bottles and other plastic garbage is thrown away into the sea.
Now we have a special interview with Barry O'Connell. So what do you do within Coca-Cola?
I'm the general manager for Austria and Slovenia. Our company produces, markets and sells Coca-Cola products in these markets. And between them, we sell over 50 million cases a year.
What does your company do in terms of recycling?
Well, quite a lot, really. It begins with the collection of used materials, in this case, the plastic bottles, or PET, as they are known in the business. In Austria, up to 85% of this material is collected every year, which is extremely high. It's on a par with Switzerland, which is also one of the highest. After this, the material is recycled in a recycling plant which is owned by the beverage industry, not just Coca-Cola. This plant then reduces the bottles to what is known as PET flakes, and these are in turn used in the production of new PET bottles, and thus the cycle begins again. The fact that the recycling system is paid for by the beverage industry demonstrates in a very tangible way the commitment of the industry to a responsible approach to recycling.
Thank you for your time. You and your company obviously know what you are doing.
Now we have some funny jokes and riddles to brighten up your day. But not forgetting the idea of recycling, plastic bottles and water, and of course, our dear Mother Earth. Now to you, Rowena, in the joke department.
Thank you, my Emmy, Whammy, Bammy, Big Fat Elephanty.
Yes, Rowena, nice joke. But keep the personal things out of here. Capiche?
Yeah! Now for some jokes. These jokes are hilarious. I laughed for ages last night when I read over the script. It is called The Glass of Water. One night, a father sent his son upstairs to bed. 5 minutes later, the boy screamed, "Dad, can you get me a glass of water?" "No, you had your chance. Be quiet and go to sleep." A minute later, the boy screamed, "Dad, can you please get me a glass of water?" "No, you had your chance. Next time you ask, I'll come up there and spank you." A minute later, the boy yelled, "Dad, when you come up to spank me, wait for it, can you bring me a glass of water?"
Wow, Rowena, that joke was hilarious.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Emma. And now for some more.
That is really...
Thank you, Emma! The water closet. A certain English lady visits Switzerland and was having difficulty finding a room. So she asked a local schoolmaster to help her find a room. After a satisfactory room had been found, she returned to her home and did some packing. Suddenly, it occurred to her that she didn't have a WC. In England, the toilet's called the water closet. So she wrote the schoolmaster about the WC.
Rowena, I'm better at telling this joke.
No!
Yes. So, the schoolmaster, not knowing the meaning, asked the parish priest, and together they decided that it must mean Wayside Chapel. He wrote her the following letter. Dear Madame, it is my pleasure to inform you that there is a WC just 9 miles from your home, in the center of a grove of pine trees. It seats 229 people, and it is open on Thursdays and Sundays. This is an unfortunate situation if you're in the habit of going regularly. You will no doubt be glad to hear that some people bring their lunches and make a day of it. I would especially recommend Thursdays, for then there's an organ accompaniment. The acoustics in the WC are excellent. Even the most delicate sound can be heard. My son was married in the WC, and there was such a rush for seats that 10 people had to sit in the same seat. The looks on their face were very interesting. My wife is sickly, but dedicated. She doesn't go regularly, and she hasn't gone for nearly a year. I'll be glad to reserve a seat in the WC for you, where you will be seen and heard by every single person. Hoping I have been of some assistance, sincerely yours, the schoolmaster. Why, thank you, Rowena.
Now for some interesting did you know facts.
Did you know that I'm wearing unicorn underwear?
Anyway, did you know that according to the Beverage Marketing Corp, the average American consumes 1.6 gallons of bottled water in 1976? In 2006, that number jumped to 28.3 gallons.
Did you know that more than 2.4 billion pounds of plastic water bottles were recycled in 2008? Although the amount of plastic bottles recycled in the US has grown every year since 1990, the actual recycling rate remains steady at around 27%.
Did you know that in 2007, more than 325 million pounds of wide-mouth plastic containers were recovered for recycling? This includes deli containers, yogurt cups, etc.
Did you know that in the recent years, the number of U.S. plastic recycling businesses have nearly stopped because more than 1,600 businesses are involved in recycling post-consumer plastics.
Did you know plastics in the U.S. are made primarily 70% from domestic natural gas?
Did you know that recycling 1 ton of plastic saves 7.4 cubic yards of landfill space? And if we didn't use landfill anymore, we could build unicorn stables!
Yes! Very good, Rowena! I hope you learned a lot of facts. Now for some wonderful water words.
Very wonderful indeed!
Yes. Now, the first word is...
Unicorns!
Haha, thankfully not. Now, the real first word is air injection. A-I-R-I-N-J-E-C-T-I-O-N. Air injection, meaning the pumping of compressed air into the soil to move water in unsaturated zone down to saturated zone. The next one is grout curtain. GROUTCURTAIN. Grout curtain, meaning barrier to reduce seepage under a dam. Next one, pump lift. PUMPLIFT. Pump lift, meaning distance between the groundwater table and the overlying land surface. Next word, NAPE. NAPPE. NAPE, meaning free falling stream from weir. Weir, W-E-I-R, weir, meaning device for determining the quantity of water flowing over. Pretty interesting words, but I would probably not use them in a sentence every day, but I guess it's good to learn them. Now we have some special news about what the citizens of Bedford, Westchester contribute every day to save Mother Earth.
Thank you, Emma. I just heard about what the county of Westchester do, but more
specifically,
how the residents of Bedford help Mother Earth. Each week, the residents of Bedford wheel out their recycling bins and load them up in different bins with plastic and glass bottles and jars that they are throwing out. On top of that, they bundle up their newspaper and cardboard into a brown paper bag and place everything out by the curb next to the regular garbage bins for the carriers to take them away.
Wow, they should be everyone's role model.
Yes, exactly. And they even do more. One of the things they do is the carters pick up recycling of the streets and so on. And then they are bringing them the objects to the recycling center.
Wow, we should be more like them. They do amazing things to take care of our earth. And they even clear up people's own rubbish off the ground. What they are doing is exactly the message we have been trying to tell everyone else.
Yes, and they hear it loud and clear.
Yes! Now we have a language lesson with the one and only Professor Gaza.
Thank you. Today we are going to learn 20 different languages. Since this podcast theme is bottled water, we're going to learn how to say water. Let's begin.
Albanian, Yuji. Bosnian, Voda. Chinese, Shui. French, O. Swedish, Vatten. Turkish, Su. Spanish, Auko. German, Wasser. Greek, Nero. Hebrew, Neho, Romanian, Apa, Lao, Nam, Norwegian, Van, Korean, Mul, Japanese, Mizu, Italian, Aqua, Lithuanian, Vando, Hindu, Pani, and Hawaiian, Hui.
I now hope that you'll order water in all these places, not cow spit, although it is my favorite.
Thank you. Now, before we go, we have one last thing to talk about. This is very exciting. All over the world, people are coming up with ways to put plastic bottles to use. From Paris to Vienna to right in your house, here are a few inventions. Number one, on December 3rd, 2009, four Christmas trees over 4 meters high and lit by energy-saving lights were put up as decorations in the square center of Paris. This was not an ordinary Christmas tree. It was made from used plastic bottles. This Christmas tree was cleverly designed and made by French gallery designer Fabrice Pelletier. The next one is a solar light bulb just made from a plastic bottle. You can make it at home or buy it for only $25. It lasts 4 hours straight and it's all types of weatherproof. This cool gadget was made by CES. The last one is right here in Vienna. It is a plastic chair completely made from recycled Coca-Cola bottles and is plain red. Although I do not know much about it, I do know if you want to save the earth and you need a seat, why don't you check it out? We had a lot of fun today, but it was way past Rowena's bedtime, so we have to go. We all hope that you can answer our question now with no problem at all.
Unless you like did fast forward.
Well, that was Crunch Crunch, a podcast about bottled water. Thank you for listening, and remember,
recycle one plastic bottle and save years of the Earth's life. Bye!
I love the Baldy! I love the Baldy! I love the Baldy! I love the Baldy!
I've got a worm in my head.